Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Feel that?
What is the feeling that you're feeling?
It's just a normal work week. We don't have...
Normal.
We don't have to run everywhere.
No.
We don't have to be everywhere.
No.
It's just going to be a good old Monday to Friday. Feels good.
Back into a regular work rotation.
Rotation and routine.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And rituals.
Rituals, also very important, we've come to learn. As much fun as the past 3.5 days were, I'm taking a breath looking forward to just a regular busy work week.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
With
maybe
nothing else on top of it.
Not like a lot of extra food. I mean...
Food.
I just feel like it was food.
Where do I have to be when?
Uh-huh.
How much sleep did I get?
Yeah, we're meeting at what time?
Why does my body hurt?
What's this ache and pain? Oh, my gosh.
This ache and pain.
I must have slipped or,
That was just, everything was, I'm in my Spinal Tap moment. We saw a Spinal Tap last night, but this past weekend, at least for the Morning Scramble, everything was set to 11.
It was.
It was one louder, and we'll do it. I'll do it any day of the week. Just like if I could capture all of the fun we had, starting with the fireworks through the farmer's market, all the way into the world record in the baseball game, that's fun fuel.
It was
I'll take
a
it.
Very busy weekend, but lots to do, lots to see. I mean, we spent it with a lot of you. So thank you for everybody.
For everybody.
If you came to any of those events, it was great.
I'm trying to like all the pictures that people were taking of things we were doing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of liking going on Facebook right now.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Yes. But now here we are, full steam ahead. We've got a major holiday behind us and the month of July, right? We're working our way into the heart of the summer months.
July is going to go fast. I don't know. I was putting stuff on the calendar and I'm like, oh, goodness.
Well, you and I both go into vacation overdrive.
Yes.
Which I find very interesting. We're going to experiment with taking the same week off. We've never done that before.
Don't know how it's going to
go, you guys. We'll see how that will go.
But we'll see.
We'll both be gone the last weekend of July.
Yes.
And then it's just a lot of like, you're gone for a couple of days, and I'm gone for a couple of days, and oh, we're both gone for one day. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
Got to pack in the fun.
Yes. And packing. That's the thing that's on my head. Like,
are you already thinking about... You've got that. We both have this last week of July. Are you mentally packing already for that trip?
Oh, no, I'm packing for this coming weekend.
Oh, that's right. I'm gone for just like a 2.5 day up to Minneapolis. You're taking a little bit more time off.
We're doing a good old
this is a family roadster, right?
Yep, packing up the roadster. I've got a bag of road snacks packed and
activity. My mom used to pack activity bags. Now it's tablets.
Just here.
Yeah.
Take this.
Yeah, we had car bingo, right?
I used to pack like portable DVD players for them. I don't know if
those
little
handheld games that one game was the entire device.
Yes.
Right. And a lot of it was that invisible ink book that you would get at gas stations and rest stops.
Yeah.
I love those.
Yeah. Color changing markers.
It was a ton of fun.
Good stuff.
Now your girls will just put on headphones and will turn into screen zombies five full hours.
They got devices. They are fine. We got to be careful, though, if, like, I also said, like, grab a book, read a little bit, but don't want any car sickness.
Does that happen for your two?
It can.
I know of it. I just don't have that as a...
You never have been affected by car sickness?
None.
Really?
I have no motion sickness.
It'll hit me every now and then.
I have standing sickness, but I don't have none. Right now, I'm feeling pretty queasy.
No, every now and then. I can't predict it. Like, I love reading, so I love reading in the car. But then just boom, like, I can't. I got to stop.
I hear that a lot.
Yeah.
It's just something about, I think, your eyes catch the movement, right?
Uh-huh,
and you don't have a focus, a point of focus.
Whatever's passing.
That's nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, luckily, I don't have that. But
take it real easy.
Well, you've got some time to get the old activity bag packed, right?
Yep.
Although, you're right. It says July 7th, but the last week of July will feel like it'll be here before we know it.
It's going to go like that.
That's how it always does.
Yeah, yeah. And a third of Americans, according to a new survey, have a name for their car. Do you have a name for your car?
We do for the Lexus. We got it at the same time the Black Panther movie came out.
Uh-huh.
And it's black, so we call it Black Panther.
That makes sense.
Yes.
My kids would always name the cars when they were little, and they haven't given my current vehicle a name?
The Jeep does not have a name.
It's just the Jeep.
Are you taking the Jeep or are you taking Black Panther today?
Yeah.
Is how we say it. A good friend of mine is way into X-Men, the Marvel universe.
Uh-huh.
So she names all of her cars after superheroes.
It has to be a superhero.
Yes. That's the way she does it. From that genre.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's intense. Like pop culture names, like strength names, like Beast or the Silver Bullet, like something that shows that your car is really, really strong.
The Dragster.
Very popular names as well. I don't know. I just learned that my daughter hates my car.
When did that come up?
At breakfast this weekend. We went to breakfast and it was just, the youngest was at a slumber party. So it was just, you know, mom and dad and Audrey and we're just hanging out talking. And she was talking about like the car that she wants to drive when she gets older.
Which is what?
Not mine. Definitely not mine. She's like, no, I hate your car. Rude.
That's pretty strong from a little child.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, well, my car is great, just so you know.
Now I just want to name your car like Toad.
No! Don't, why would that's not helping me? You're not helping.
Get in the Blue Toad.
The Blue Toad.
Usually
it's name.
Because like dad had a Suburban, like get in the Suburban, right?
Yeah.
Or
it's the name of the car.
Get in like the Caddy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I guess so. Usually that, although I think we have a Jeep Cherokee. I don't honestly know what style of Jeep it is. So for us, just get the Jeep.
Right. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I can't do that. I don't know the difference between them. So.
Yeah, but I let's not work with Blue Toad. Now I feel bad.
Blue Toad.
Blue Toad.
It'd work for her.
It could turn into a prince. You don't know.
You're playing right into her hands.
I am.
That's why I don't want to drive your car, because it's a toad.
It's a blue toad.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I'm kind of excited, frankly, and this is the weirdest thing to be excited about, but there's a little sign that popped up on my way to work. And the sign is flashing and orange, and it warns me that you can't go this way much longer because there's going to be some road work.
Is this your path in?
This is, you know what? This is a normal path for my family. 16th Avenue, we cruise that, you know, turn off wherever, but that, like, we use it a lot. And right kind of in between 1st Avenue and Edgewood Road, it is really, really rough. Like, my husband and I were just talking about how rough this road is, and I'm worried about my car. And just after we have that conversation, sign goes up. We get texts on our phones that, yep. So, are they listening?
Yes, clearly. I didn't want to say it out loud, but that's the only option.
Your phone is listening to everything. I'm like, we just talked about this, like, from here to here. It's just really, really torn up. And after the rain that we had on Saturday, like flash flooding and
Does it say how long it's going to be under the knife?
I believe it's 7 days.
Do you think it's a good old...
I got the message.
Oh, nice.
Thank you.
Asphalt? Are they going to break up the concrete and re-pour?
I have to imagine it's going to be asphalt.
Patch job.
I see a lot of those nowadays. I even saw gravel.
Because if you're... You saw a gravel road?
Like gravel and...
In town?
Yes. Yes.
That's interesting.
I drove on gravel. I was like, what is happening? I think that it's just part of a process.
Take you back home to Iowa County?
Yes. I felt like I was back home.
There should be a party in a field around here somewhere.
And I was like, don't worry, you guys. I know how to drive on gravel. I'm like, you say that all the time, Mom.
Wave with one finger. That's my wave when I'm driving. Hey.
Yes.
Hey.
Absolutely. Yup.
Well, I think if it's going to be like a full-on... That would be, we're going to close, like what I'm living through right now on 42nd.
Yes. No. I don't think there's anything going on.
They're taking that down to like the original cobblestone.
This is
and
like,
then building it back up.
Let's just make it easily drivable instead of like a, you know, rough terrain.
Well, how much time will that add to your already short commute?
I don't care. I will make it.
You're just happy that it's getting fixed.
Yes.
I get it.
I am worried about my car when I drive
over. I totally understand it.
I'm like, I'll just go into this lane. You know, I'm switching lanes so that I can avoid major bumps that I know are there.
For those who also drive that route, where is this again and when does it start?
Oh, sorry. 16th Avenue between Edgewood and I think 1st Avenue.
Yeah.
It's going to be all under construction. So
very soon.
Yay.
Okay. I want to click this email, Claire. Desperately.
Don't click until I hear about it. What is the email?
It came in at 2:13 this morning.
It's not a great time.
And it's from Amazon.com.
Uh-huh.
And it says, protect yourself from scams.
Yeah.
Recent Prime subscription scams, and I haven't opened it yet. Should I open it?
It's a listing of scams?
Yes.
I'm interested.
Yes.
I want to know.
Okay. Oh! Okay, so here are the rules I need to double check. First, I've not clicked any links, right? I'm just looking at the email. Let me see who it came from. It came from what looks to be a normal Amazon email account, right? Doesn't mm-hmm. look like, and Amazon is spelled correctly.
Okay, I was going to say, it's not Amaron.
Crazy
right?
characters. We've recently noticed an increase in customers reporting fake emails about Amazon Prime membership subscriptions. That's the opening line.
Okay.
We want to help you stay protected by sharing information about these scams.
So give us all your information.
No, don't click. It's warning you what these emails look like, what you should do.
How come you got a warning?
Did you not get this warning?
I don't think I did.
Now, there are some links as I get deeper into this.
Okay.
There's Amazon.com/report a scam. Then there's a video on phishing.
This seems nice.
I think it's legit, guys.
I think it's legit.
I think Amazon is actually protecting me.
Yeah.
Whew, okay.
I think they're trying to help you.
I'm glad you and I just walked into this haunted house together.
But it is so hard to tell good guys from bad guys.
I know. Totally.
Especially if something looks familiar, you know?
Well, it's shipping. Everybody I've been talking to lately are now getting these job offer texts.
Uh-huh.
Last month, it was the DOT. This month, every company wants to hire you for some stupid amount of money.
And I have to admit, it is so flattering.
It's very flattering.
But it's not real.
You're just going to take phone calls at home for $1,000 a day? That's not a real thing.
Maybe.
Sounds nice, though.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Nearly 150 workers at two Marshalltown facilities are facing layoffs. August 1st, 62 workers. There's a Lennox factory in Marshalltown, the third largest employer in town. They're laying off 62.
Ooh.
FedEx also has a facility there. 84 workers in Marshalltown laid off at FedEx coming up on September the 1st. I got some exciting news coming to us out of Chile. This technically qualifies as a sports short. United States prevailed against Brazil, who were the 2023 defending champions, to reclaim gold in this year's final, the FIBA Women's America Cup in Santiago, Chile. America wins 92-84.
Woo!
How did our Iowa and Iowa State players do?
How did they do?
Addie Crooks saw more than 5 minutes of action, 100% from the field. She hit 4 points.
Nice.
Hannah Stahlke was in the game a lot. But if they're running regular basketball time, it's usually a game's 30 minutes, two 15-minute mm-hmm. halves. She was on the floor for more than 22 minutes.
My goodness.
Scored 7 points. She was probably, in terms of floor time, in the top five of all the players. So that's some exciting news coming our way. It was late last night that was posted. So exciting there. Let's give you one more sports short. Talk about Hawkeye football for a second. If you're a Hawkeye fan and you want to go to Los Angeles for the USC football game, the Eastern Iowa Airport has worked out a deal with Delta.
Ooh.
So they've got one very so this is technically not a charter flight. This is just an added to Delta's regular schedule for 2 days only. Friday out, Sunday back.
Wow.
They've done this the last couple of years.
How so convenient.
That's Iowa going two games. What about fans of other teams coming to see us?
Yeah, what about those?
Penn State. Happy Valley, you got a flight on American for the weekend of October 18th. Eugene, Oregon, come on down. Come to Iowa City. The Ducks are coming to play in Iowa City, so the weekend of November 8th, to and from, I guess, from and to Oregon, right?
Nice.
For the Michigan State fans, there'll be a flight in the East Lansing area, also on Delta. You'll leave on that Friday, get back home on a Sunday. That's the weekend of November 22nd. So it's just great
cool.
to see these major carriers are able to add, you know, one route of service
yeah.
for one particular football
understand
game.
Understand, the need is there.
But it also shows you that fans of teams, whether they're coming to see us or we're going to see them, love to follow their teams. Okay, today's Monday, July the 7th. This Saturday would be the 12th, which be CR Pride Festival. Everything going down to the Nubo area. A couple of big posts, probably posted this weekend, well, did post this week on their Facebook pages. But as busy as you were, I'm guessing you missed them. So I wanted to bring attention to them. Number one, they need volunteers. Big time.
To do what?
It basically worked the day. If you can give them an hour, if you can give them the day. You know, it's we've done enough festivals. I'm guessing somebody's got to set tents up.
Sure.
Somebody's got to help answer questions. Somebody's got to wrangle the troops. Whatever it is, there's a sign-up genius. Just go to CR Pride on Facebook. You can click on that and get all the information. The other big, big information is the parade. No motorized vehicles.
That's a change.
So it is a short route. It's going to line up actually in front of Nubo on that brick paver parking lot.
Yeah.
It's going to go toward the geometric building.
Okay.
Then it's going to work its way through that little park where the stage is. So we're still in Nubo grounds, right? Yeah. Then it's going to end on the street in front of Nubo, what's over there, Parlor City, almost famous, CSPS.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a horseshoe route. They want it very close. They want it very interactive. They want to have a lot of fun. And you can't drive a car through that area. So no motorized vehicles.
Okay.
So it's going to be a walking parade.
All right.
And if you want some more details, again, one place to go, which is the Facebook page for CR Pride. Looking forward to that coming up on Saturday.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Ozzy Osbourne took his final bow on Saturday. Back to the Beginning was the name of his show with Black Sabbath. All of the original members reunited for the first time in 20 years.
That's awesome.
Very good. Ozzy Osbourne, of course, has a battle with Parkinson's disease right now. He was able to do the performance sitting from a bat-winged throne. And his vocals actually sounded really strong.
You go, Ozzy.
It was like a 10-hour event. They had multiple bands performing. Metallica, Guns N' Roses, Steven Tyler was there and performed a couple of different songs. Jack Black had a pre-taped segment that he did as well. Jason Momoa was the master of ceremonies.
Awesome. Where was this?
This was actually in Birmingham, England, where they were all from, their hometown. So it was just kind of like a big...
It's like a festival.
Homecoming festival. Yeah.
Ozzapalooza.
It included an engagement. His daughter, Kelly Osbourne, got proposed to by Sid Wilson from Iowa's Slipknot.
You mean Iowa resident?
Yes. So I
Kelly Osbourne.
She'll be here a lot longer.
Where's the wedding gonna be?
I don't know. Do you think they'll get married somewhere here in Iowa?
Do I want it? Yes. Well, they know.
You don't think so?
I don't know. Maybe instead of booking all of Venice, they can book all of Vinton. That'd be awesome.
In your face, Bezos. We booked Vinton.
All of Vinton. And they're happy to have us.
Shut down the whole thing. The glow up park.
Yeah, the trail that glows at night.
Yeah, they got married on a glow trail.
Yeah.
Oh, that could be kind of beautiful.
Hey, Vinton.
Hey.
Offer your services to Kelly Osbourne.
Kelly Clarkson had to postpone the opening night. She had a Las Vegas residency she was going to do entitled Kelly Clarkson Studio Sessions. It was announced in February at Caesars Coliseum, 18 shows, so from now until mid-November.
I'm presuming a residency just means we're here for more than a weekend.
Yes.
Isn't that a residency nowadays?
Yeah.
Okay.
Multiple weekends, but she had to cancel the first night, the first weekend of shows. She said, we've been working 24/7 to make this a very intimate, extraordinary experience for my fans, and... unfortunately, all of the prep and the rehearsals took a toll on her voice.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So well, that's the key component.
You have to have that together. So she said, we want it to be perfect for y'all. So I'm going to make sure that we get everything together, let the voice rest for a week. And then this coming weekend will be her first night.
I presume, does her talk show take the summer off?
It must.
Because the other challenge is you're talking for what, 2 hours a day? 5 days a week.
Right. Doing
also,
that show
yeah.
and then going into...
That's got to be tight. And you do karaoke before that.
Which is another element of singing.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Get those guest hosts, right?
Book a big line of guest hosts.
Do that. Some whiskey and honey. Take it from a pro. I got you.
I still haven't heard if she's going to do the show moving forward or not, so...
I mean, just maybe even... this makes me just kind of go, huh, we have a pattern developing,
she
right?
She's going to fall in love with Vegas and not leave?
Uh-oh.
Hmm. Ed Sheeran... reunited with his high school band. I didn't know that he had a high school band. I thought he was just like busking on the streets of London.
Is it Ed Sheeran and the Shears?
I don't know what their name was.
Edward and the Shears.
But their song, the song that they loved to perform, was Teenage Dirtbag by Wheatus back in the day, which is just a classic, right? So a bunch of preteens, actually, they were like 12 years old when this band was a thing.
That's probably like the one friend who just knows the guitar riff for that one song. And his mom also let them use the garage.
Yeah, just the three of them. So his friend actually got married in April, and they decided to get the band back together back in April for the wedding. And they had so much fun playing Teenage Dirtbag that Ed Sheeran decided to invite his high school bandmate on stage and surprise the audience by flying in a member from Wheatus, the band.
To play with them?
To play with them, to jam with his high school band.
That's awesome.
So Brendan B. Brown joined them on stage, and they all jammed out to Teenage Dirtbag together in front of a huge, massive crowd in Germany.
That's probably the biggest crowd Wheatus has ever seen. And also the high school band, right?
Bro.
This is bigger than just the gymatorium.
Definitely. Ed Sheeran said it was his favorite performance that he has done
date.
That's fun. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
You're probably looking at your radio going, okay, we want to hear about that world record. We're ready to see your photo. And that will happen, friends. We promise.
Eventually.
Coming up a little after 7:30 this morning, we will spend some time, a lot of time, on how things went down with the Colonels on Saturday. But outside of a Freedom Festival and a firework and a farmer's market.
Very busy weekend outside of that. And then, you know, you throw in like the 4th of July. There was a lot.
I had to come up for air at some point. Actually, I had to come up for ice cream at some point.
Yeah, you have to. That's the rules.
Can I tell you how fortunate I am in the quadrant of town in which I live?
You are hashtag blessed.
I have the two premier soft serve ice cream companies, both within walking distance, bicycling distance, if you will, from my house.
You are so lucky.
Including, and this is our first stop this year, and we did it yesterday, we visited the Cool Moo.
A classic.
It is. They've done such a beautiful job renovating. There's shade now over that seating area right out front of the windows. The menu's been cleaned up, very easy to read. Because I grew up, this was my type of ice cream store in Washington. It was called The Creamery. And, you know, everything's like a handwritten sign, and then there's signs taped aside. Like, everything is beautiful. They also totally get the social media component, because one wall is a full mural, and then they have Mutilda, which is their kind of hot pink cow, and you can take a picture with it.
Well, she's new to me. Oh, I love her.
I did not know. I don't believe Mutilda was there last year.
No.
Yes.
She seems new.
So we caught a great picture with Mutilda, and then I did enjoy, I think they have, theirs are called Avalanches, mint Oreo.
Ooh.
Swirled in with some soft serve.
Chunky stuff in there. I love it.
So, so good. So it just felt good to take a break. I loved everything I did, but it was weird because you're like, it's work. So I'm got to be on and got to be engaging with the people.
Right.
This was just like me, Shannon, two cups of ice cream, just chill out at the Cool Moo.
A classic,
yes.
Right? And it's summer. You got to have a little ice cream.
Oh, for sure.
In there. We tried to beat the heat on the 4th of July. The activity at my family cookout was water balloon fight. And I don't think that the plan was to have it be kids versus adults, but that's how it came down. And
it just kind of organically transformed that way?
It did. It did. So I felt the need to step in and help my fellow adults.
Did you destroy those children? Especially that really little one in the back I see.
Make those kids cry. No. And then after all of the water balloons were gone, then we realized we just have buckets full of water. Let's throw buckets on people.
Of course.
It was epic.
I'm a little worried because you are not, the action's behind you. Well, did you get pelted the second this photo was taken?
Here's what happened. I manned my battle station, and then we decided that we were too far away. So as I'm taking the photo, the adults decided to move the front line forward. So they advance. I was too scared. I'm like, I'm going to stay out of the melee. That's too close.
Are you the embedded reporter from CNN?
Yeah.
Reporting live from the scene?
Reporting live just behind me, as you'll see. It is an absolute melee.
Let's go to Claire Wolf Blitzer live at the water balloon fight at her family's barbecue. Claire?
We had all been standing together. together, and then they all just advanced at one point. I'm like, well, I'm going to stay back
I'm still
here.
In, but because I can see there's shrapnel right on the ground by you.
Tons.
Yes.
Tons.
Well,
tons.
I'm glad you stayed safe out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And dry.
Water balloon fights, soft serve ice cream. Those were just small little increments of our weekend. How'd your weekend go? We'd love to see those photos. Get them posted right now. It's One Shot Weekends on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
Waking you up with the morning scramble on Z102.9.
3-day holiday weekend. What'd you do? Hopefully you got a photo posted on the Z Facebook page. While we're talking, post a photo. There's still plenty of time to get photos up there.
We love seeing what you did over the weekend. We share our adventures with you. We want to see your adventures too.
First photo posted this morning is from Washington, D.C.
D.C.?
Gus and the fam were at the Smithsonian National Zoological Park in D.C., so it's a picture of his daughter and the flamingos.
No way.
Hope you enjoyed your America's birthday at America's capital.
Because I spotted flamingos too. They are on the bathing suit of our baby, Charlotte, the morning scramble blue.
Where was she?
She was spending her 4th of July swimming in the pool. And she then spent the rest of the weekend potty training.
Nice.
I hope that it went well. Godspeed, mom.
Is that the right order as a mom?
Oh, yeah.
Put
them in swim diapers.
Got it.
Enjoy the holiday. And then we're just at home and we're working on that project.
Mikey, trombone player, Z102.9 marching band, major camper. Which, by the way, while I was hosting the farmer's market, I got destroyed even more that camping can be in campers.
Hello.
People really wanted to point that
out
to me.
Thank you. Thank you.
But Mikey, it looks like a lot of indoor time because depending on where you were and at what time throughout the state of Iowa, we did have a lot of rain.
Yes.
Sneak through over the weekend. But it looks like you're having a good time, Mikey. Thanks for sharing the photo.
Jennifer and the family went to Coralville's 4th of July celebration, and apparently part of that includes a petting zoo.
Where?
In Coralville? No, I didn't hear about this. This is very cool.
I've been in that parade before. I've helped promote their concerts before.
It's such a great parade. No,
they do
I
a great job
never...
of just bringing different, I think, activities and engaged, you know, things for the families to do in Coralville.
It looks like her son is petting a baby deer. It's so cute.
Did you see Kate's photo? They were hanging out at the Ellis Boathouses and got all the kids out on the water. So that looks like it was a ton of fun. Kate, thanks for sharing your photo.
Oh, love that. Anna. Her little girl, I mean, it's not a 4th of July celebration without a little bit of bubbles. So she's blowing some bubbles.
Are you aware of the phrase knee high by the 4th of July?
Yes, live by it. Know it.
That is horrible corn. It needs to be above your head by the 4th of July.
What?
Yes. I'm looking at Amy's photo right now. Their family lives on a farm and they did a family photo and the corn behind them is as tall as they are. So I'm thinking if it's knee high by the 4th, you're doing it wrong. It needs to be way up there, doesn't it?
Depends on the
as
corn.
High as an elephant's eye?
Knee high by the 4th. If you're lower than knee high, you've
They've
got
a big problem.
Yeah.
Did you see we have a Canadian listener named Joey?
No.
And he
Chestnut? Wait, who
has a picture and his car is a DeLorean. Joey.
That's pretty
loving,
cool.
Loving the car. Thanks for sharing.
Very cool. We got a photo from Caitlin. Went to the downtown Cedar Rapids Farmers Market. Looks like she got a big bag of produce, or maybe it's all just stuffed with flowers because that's the biggest thing hanging out the
top.
They
had so many flower bouquets I saw walk by our booth on Saturday.
It's like the hot thing right now.
I got to meet a fellow Washington Demon. She came on up. She's big listener to the show, posts a lot. Shook my hand. We talked very quickly about Washington and demons. And then the little one she was with looked at her like, why were you talking about demons? Like the concept of a kind of, you know, demonic creature being our high school mascot, I think freaked the kid out. But she's like, well, that's what we are. We're the Washington Demons. So I think he's okay now. I hope there wasn't a lot of nightmares. But it was a funny little story between those two after visiting us at the farmer's market on Saturday.
Didn't mean to creep
you
out. No. I am so jealous of my friends Sarah and Brooke took the kids to see Benson Boone at Milwaukee Summerfest.
How close is that picture?
She's like right there. She probably got Benson Boone sweat on her at this concert.
We got a ton of 4th of July fireworks pictures. Thanks for those. Trish posting that she has never seen the Grant Wood stained glass inside Vets Memorial in 25 years. She's never seen it. Beautiful photo. That's where the pancake breakfast was on Saturday.
Well, what a great opportunity.
I guess Friday morning that
actually
was.
Actually see it in person.
While we're talking food, I found it. Okay. Is this Jeannie?
Jeannie's photo.
These are candy hot dogs, and I am all about these.
Okay, I am very concerned.
Concerned? I am starving. Here we go. You take two Twinkies. That's the bun. Slice them open and connect them somehow. Your hot dog is a Twix bar.
Oh.
Then you proceed to cover it with red food coloring and coconut, which I presume is like an onion. I want to sample all of these.
You want that?
I will devour
candy
that.
Candy overload.
Yeah, oh, but heck yeah. But what a fun kids activity too.
Especially for the 4th of July.
Yes.
That's pretty cute, Jeannie.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. And what a fun little recipe to do. 4th of July works well. It's going to work great for Labor Day. Or just like a camping, when you've got an activity, like the kids need to do something. Let's make candy hot dogs.
I can get behind a candy
hot dog. I'm in, man. Thanks to everybody for sharing your photos. Continue to get those pictures up. We call it One Shot Weekends every Monday right here with the Morning Scramble.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
C102.9.
It was a lovely, lovely Saturday. Minus the rain.
The rain starting in early, coming down hard. But we got some of that weather out of the way so that we could all come to Veterans Memorial Stadium and go for that record.
Gates were opened on time. Crowd started to shuffle in. Let's circle back and find out how did we do on this world record. All right, let's set the stage one more time. March, I read a story about banana hats in St. Louis. We want to go for a record.
That's not a lot of banana hats.
April and May, negotiations begin with our friends at Guinness and fail.
$20,000? Are you kidding?
End of May. We're going for it anyway. Thanks to our friends at the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Found a record. Most people wearing party hats. Exact number was 1,100 and change. It was an all-girls school in England.
We could smash that record. Working with the Cedar Rapids Colonels, we ordered over 2,000 party hats.
They took care of ordering. We said, wait a minute, why would we be having a party at the ballpark? Oh, yeah, we have a birthday to celebrate, Mr. Shuck's birthday. Then we reach out, thanks to Ben, and handwritten, using crayon, invitations.
The most adorable.
I believe we had 14 or 15 area mascots. Does that sound right?
It might have been more, because some of the mascots that said, oh, sorry, I can't join you, did indeed show up.
Yes.
So that was exciting.
The mascot photos alone are actually my favorite.
They're so
from what
much
went down on Saturday.
You walked in the gates at Veterans Memorial Stadium, and there was just tens of mascots there to greet you. It was like you turn, and there's another celebrity you saw.
We had to beat 1,100 hats. 2,500 was the top. Rain scared some people away.
Mm-hmm.
The photo went earlier than anticipated because of the weather. But we are here, standing in front of you, ready to announce 2,088 people wearing party hats!
We did it! We did it! Hit the banner! Confetti! Thank you! Yes! We did it!
Flyover!
Woo!
We need a flyover!
Ben, cue the flyover!
Flyover! Sweet victory! So we were a little worried because we didn't know how we were going to count it. And then we got an email from the colonels. They're like, hey, here's exactly how this works. Because they count attendance all the time.
They know how to do this.
We have gate tickets. We know how many people showed up. Mm-hmm. We know how many people we handed out party hats to. We also know a percentage to pull off because we know our counts at concession stands. So we can safely estimate 2,088 people in the stands wearing hats. That's what we were going for.
Which was huge. We did it. We crushed the record. Thank you, everybody who was able to join us and celebrate Mr. Shucks' birthday.
Had such a great time, especially our listeners who got to go to the Party Plaza. We got to hang out with them for a little bit as well. We had to do our first hour. We were wanting to be out of dugout. We actually were here in the studio because it was still raining.
Right.
But we got to be right outside the gate. I think, and I'm noticing it with a lot of my mutual friends, the pictures with their kids and the mascots, like we said, that's going to be the thing that everybody's going to remember.
Yeah, so much fun to have that many mascots from the area come together to celebrate Mr. Shucks. It was so cool. It's like, oh my gosh, I haven't seen McGruff the Crime Dog since I was 12.
Now, This was a record. We've looked into records for most mascots, and my friends, we're not even going to be coming close to that one.
No, that was a lot.
But the idea of, can we have more mascots at a baseball game? That conversation's already happening.
That was...
They were so excited to do it. The Colonel staff loved it. There were a few noticeable absences. Now we've got, like, the VIP list of mascots we're trying to track down.
Exactly.
So just think of all of the fun things if this becomes an annual tradition every 4th of July weekend when the Colonels are in town celebrating Mr. Shucks. And it all started because everybody came out and supported our world record attempt.
It was awesome. We had a great time. We thank you if you were able to join us, and hopefully we can do it again.
2,088 party hats. We crushed it, everybody. Great job.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.